Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome, listeners. This is Let's Talk Boomers, and I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz. Boomers, we all want to stay as long as possible in our homes, right? Our chosen place of residence. We know it is usually less expensive, of course, than assisted living. But in order to do that, we do need to know about resources. How do we find them, and who can we trust? Last week's guest was Barbara Franklin, chair of the National Aging in Place Council, the Greater Charleston chapter. This local chapter has lots of resources and information for us all to age in place. And if you missed last week's show, just go to letstalkboomers.com. And to help us get in the mood for spring, check out the March 15th, which is tomorrow, Spring Bazaar and Lifestyle Expo at Snee Farm Country Club in Mount Pleasant. 50 Plus Connection does a great job putting on these free events for boomers that feature exhibits and demonstrations for the 50 Plus crowd. Again, this event is Sunday, March 15th from noon to 3 p.m. And if you go, make sure you visit one of Let's Talk Boomers' sponsors, Deborah Whitfield, a 55 Plus realtor with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And St. Patrick's Day is Tuesday, and the celebrations begin tomorrow, again, March 15th, this time later in the day at 4 o'clock at the Circular Congregational Church. Charleston's beloved Celtic Fiddling Ensemble and the Taylor Festival Choir will perform together. There will be lively gigs, reels, and ballads for celebration of the Irish holiday. Tickets start at only $10. Just go to taylormusicgroup.net. And St. Patty's Day is this Tuesday, so don't go to Savannah. Celebrate Lowcountry style. Downtown Charleston will have many celebrations of being Irish. The day begins at 8 o'clock in the morning with a celebratory mass at St. Patrick's Catholic Church. And then the parade begins across from the American Theater on King Street at 10 a.m. After the parade, there is still more to enjoy throughout the town. And over in Mount Pleasant, the Crab Pot Players are once again bringing back their one-act series. There will be five short plays produced and scripted by local playwrights after a selection process, of course. So all of these themed shows are directed by local directors, and they're something the entire family can enjoy. Showtimes are 7 p.m. It starts March the 19th through the 28th. Again, that's 7 p.m. each evening. And the tickets are $20 to $25. Just go to crabpotplayers.com for more information. And finally, I did notice that today, through March 29th, the South of Broadway Theater on Montague Avenue in North Charleston is performing various Irish classic translations, another fun Irish-themed event for the rest of March. Tickets are $20, and for more information, go to southofbroadway.com, or you can call 745-0317. And all of these events, boomers, do involve listening. But do you find yourself wishing the singers would sing louder? Or does your partner complain that you don't listen when you really want to? It's possible you might be experiencing hearing loss. So how do you know for sure? And what can you do about it? Did you know that treating it can help more than just your hearing, such as depression, even dementia? Well, stay tuned as we'll be talking with Dr. Beth Alberto of Hearing Care Somerville. And Dr. Beth, as she likes to be called, has also brought a nice gift for you listeners. Just be one of the first two callers. And there is a wonderful couple of giveaways that you can choose from. So stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, we'll be talking about signs to look for if you think you might need to get your hearing checked, and how being able to hear well helps us improve our health in many other ways. I am so glad that we have today Dr. Beth Alberto of Somerville Hearing Care and her associate, Matt Orzo. Welcome, Dr. Alberto. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And Matt, welcome to you too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, now, Dr. Alberto, you said I could call you Dr. Beth, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, Dr. Beth. I've talked about a couple of clues earlier before we started the segment about one may look for if experiencing hearing loss. For example, common one is keep turning the TV up or not hearing your partner. It's not deliberate. You really can't hear them. What are some other clues to look for if we think we might be having problems with our hearing?
Well, if you yourself are suspecting hearing loss, you might feel often like people are mumbling when in fact they're not. You have difficulty talking on the phone, again, the TV, the radio, if you're finding this, you turn it up. If family members are complaining that you miss that, you're not listening, look at me. One of my most interesting stories is my grandchildren. They come over to play. And the youngest one will often check to see if my husband has his hearing aids in.
Hmm.
And he knows exactly where to go get them because it's too hard to talk to Lolo when he doesn't have his hearing aids in.
So how old is your grandson?
They had a birthday.
You better make sure you have that right. How old is he?
Six and eight. I have two.
Six and eight. Mm-hmm. So they want to be able to talk to grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. And if you have hearing loss and you're a grandparent, the grandchildren will pull away.
Hmm.
If they don't think you're listening to them, they don't want to repeat it 100 times. Children don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
It just improves relationships tremendously.
And as they get older, they realize that it's not that you don't want to listen, you can't, and it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating to them. Another sign that you may have trouble with hearing is you have constant ringing in your ears. And we call that tinnitus, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. If you have any dizziness, if you have a family history of hearing loss, if mom and dad had hearing loss, you need to be watching for yourself. And we know now that hearing loss is occurring younger and younger. When I started out a few years ago, average patient age was 70 years old. Now we're down into the 50s.
Why do you think it's so much younger now?
We have so much industrial noise in our life. Noise levels are higher. Our lifestyles are busier. And hearing loss is happening earlier and earlier.
Well, I give my children a hard time because they're really into texting, which is a silent way of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll back off a little. I don't know. That's interesting. So let's say I have some of these experiences we've been talking about. And so, okay, I need to make an appointment to have my ears checked. What should I expect at my appointment? How do I know that I'm getting what I need at a good initial screening?
The first thing we're going to do is take a very clear case history. I'm going to ask you about what you're experiencing, what your frustrations are. We're going to look into your prescriptions that have been prescribed by your family doctor. We also are going to do otoscopy, which is where we look into your ear. In our office, we have access to video otoscopy, which means you'll be able to view exactly what I'm seeing when I look in your ear. So if there's cerumen, or wax as we call it, in your ears, you can watch me remove that. Next, we will talk about your prescriptions, like I said. We'll put you in the booth, and you're going to raise your hand or push a button when you hear the beeps. So I'm always telling patients, if I beep at you, you beep at me. We're going to do that, and then we're going to do speech discrimination testing. How well do you understand what I'm saying to you? And that's very, very important as to how you're processing the spoken word. We're also going to do a nerve test. We call it bone conduction. And that verifies whether or not this is a medical problem that we would refer you to an ear, nose, and throat specialist to treat, or is it a nerve loss, which then we begin discussing hearing instruments.
So it's very involved. I don't think I realized how involved an initial screening is.
It takes a good hour to figure out what's going on.
Okay. And let's go back to the tinnitus, the constant ringing. How can that be treated?
We always treat tinnitus with sound therapy. But before we get into a treatment, we need to find out what is the cause, what is the origin, and why you're experiencing it. 10% of tinnitus patients, there could be a medical reason behind it. So once I've evaluated you, I'm going to call in an ear, nose, and throat doctor to verify that there is or is not a medical problem. Could it be coming from prescription drugs that you take? Most typically, tinnitus is caused by noise. You had an experience of a loud noise exposure, and the tinnitus then began.
Like at a rock concert?
Rock concerts, blast sounds. It is the number one disability of our Iraqi soldiers.
And that's
from the IED blasts. And we're seeing so much attention on tinnitus today in research and treatment that it's probably the top researched area in our field today.
That's fascinating. I had no idea. All right. So by treating hearing loss, we mentioned earlier, it makes sense to me how I can see it would help depression. Because how depressing is it if you can't hear your loved ones around you talking to you when we talked about the grandson, grandpa situation? Tell me how it also can help with something like your mobility, falling. How does it help with that?
If you have a disorder in the inner ear, it could be affecting the semicircular canals, which is our system of balance, and lead to falls.
Which can lead to hospitalization, so we want to avoid that.
Okay. Right.
And then, so if that helps with the, I get the inner balance, because my father actually has some issues like that, and he also has hearing issues. I can see that relationship. But in looking through the material that you had sent me earlier, I noticed that being able to hear well can help with heart disease. Now, explain that to our listeners, because I don't get that at all.
Well, it's not exactly that way, but when you have early heart disease, it affects the circulation in the inner ear and in the auditory system.
Okay.
So oftentimes, we can identify cardiovascular problems before they become a bigger issue in your life. The subtle signs of cardiovascular disease does affect the auditory system tremendously.
Okay, and then poor hearing can also be something that indicates there's dementia or even Alzheimer's?
Hearing loss contributes to dementia. Mm-hmm. It also contributes to Alzheimer's. A recent study by Dr. Lin at Johns Hopkins found that there is a strong correlation between the two, hearing loss and dementia, and he's continuing on in the studies to find out exactly what that is, what that connection is. But we know that if you're not hearing clearly, you're struggling cognitively.
Mm-hmm.
And when we add cognitive disorders to dementia, it just worsens the whole scenario for the patient.
Well, we know, unfortunately, that we're seeing an increase in our society in dementia and Alzheimer's. We're also seeing a significant increase in diabetes. Now, explain that relationship.
Again, it's a circulatory thing. When your blood sugar gets high, it does damage all those little cilia in the auditory system, and that does cause hearing loss. Diabetics, part of the initial diagnosis should include a hearing screening to get the thresholds as they are so that we can document what's going on as life continues.
Okay. And I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Matt is with us today. Matt is Dr. Best's outreach director, and I'm so glad you could join us, Matt.
Thank you very much. I am still here.
Good. Glad you haven't left. Hearing of Somerville has done a lot of very helpful outreach activities in the community. Can you describe some of those?
Hearing Care of Somerville, we are very proud to be active in the community when it comes to hearing health. One of the major things that we do is reach out to all of the adult active living and assisted living communities to provide things like hearing aid clinics and free hearing screenings so they have the opportunity to be treated and not have to have necessity to come into the office.
So you go to them?
We go to them.
Okay.
It's no charge.
That's wonderful.
You know, the doctor goes out. Pete, her husband, comes with her, and I'll go with them and do screening sometimes, and we treat everybody like they're members of the family because that's what they are for us.
Mm-hmm.
We also go to St. Paul's Medical Outreach. We screen everybody who is at need with free hearing screenings. We try to set them up with programs like Vocational Rehab or Carolina Hearing Aid Bank, where they can get no-cost hearing aids.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. No-cost hearing aids.
Yeah. No-cost
okay.
helps them, one, first of all, because they don't have to pay anything, but especially in the case of vocational rehab, it will help them gain and maintain employment. So they can actually better their family and better their community through the use of hearing aids. The Palmetto Project and the Carolina Hearing Aid Bank mm-hmm. is an excellent partner because not only do they provide low-cost or no-cost hearing aids, but they'll also accept donations of hearing aids. Say a loved one may have passed away. You don't know what to do with your hearing aids. We accept the donation, and then we give them to the Palmetto Project, Carolina Hearing Aid Bank. So we can help you help the community. And help yourselves, obviously.
That's wonderful, because we've had the Palmetto Project on Let's Talk Boomers, and we did very briefly touch on that. So that is a wonderful service, listeners. Keep that in mind, that when you're ready to trade in your old hearing aids for some new ones, that you can donate those and help someone who is in need. Can you talk about, either Dr. Beth or Matt, the latest in hearing aid technology for someone, you know, a woman like me who doesn't want it to be very visible? I'm hoping there's something out there that is small, and is there something out like that?
Today's hearing aids have Bluetooth in them.
Oh.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Just like your cell phones.
It's pretty incredible.
The hearing aids talk back and forth to each other, and they make decisions to how you should be hearing.
Decisions like what? Good decisions. Better ones than I'm making now.
Yeah, but you need to hear the wife first.
The trip to Vegas doesn't count.
And, right. Oh, yes. Doesn't? All right.
But you can access this Bluetooth yourself through the devices with iPhone apps. Android apps are now available. And it allows you to hear television directly in your ears. Through your hearing aids, through your prescription fit. It allows you to talk on your cell phone without picking your cell phone up out of your purse or your pocket. It will make a direct connection. But what it does is it clears up the auditory signal, delivers it to both ears through the Bluetooth connection. And we know that hearing with two ears is so much better than hearing with just one. When it comes to the size, we have very small, discrete instruments. We also have thin tube small hearing aids, and all you see is a little thin tube going in your ear, and the rest is back behind your ear. They're about an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch long. You don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
We blend them with your hair, or you can get crazy colors. We have lilac, lime green, orange, Clemson red.
Ooh, I'm sure there's some Gamecock colors in there too, aren't there? Oh, well, we'll have to get some.
We'll work on that.
Don't worry, USC Matt. Fans. We'll get that. Matt's working on it.
Start painting hearing aids.
Start painting.
Oh, right. My secondary job with all my extra time.
Well, this has been very enlightening. Listeners, I want you to know that Dr. Beth has been very generous. Be one of the first two callers. I'm going to give you that number in just a minute. But be one of the first two callers after the show. And that entitles you to one of two gifts. First, go see Dr. Beth and get a free screening. And if you decide that you do need a hearing aid, or perhaps you already have one, she has something called an electronic dry aid kit. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
And in our rather humid environment here in the low country, that kit helps to keep your hearing aid dry and is, in a sense, a sanitizer. Did I do that correctly?
You did that right.
All right. And if you don't need one, if you go in and you don't need a hearing aid and your hearing is just fine, you can get a $50 dinner certificate, gift certificate, to Red Pepper. Is that right?
That's right.
Wonderful. So, callers, here's the number. Listen up. It's 871-9669. Again, that number, 871-9669. Be one of the first two callers and have a opportunity to get one of these two lovely items from Hearing Care of Somerville. And their website's very unique as well. I want to direct you to that. It's a great website full of lots of information. And it is lifeisworthhearing.com. I love that website. Lifeisworthhearing, H-E-A-R-I-N-G.com. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Beth, for being here today, and you as well, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We'd love to have you back, particularly if you have something you want to promote in the community. And thank you, listeners. So this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented locally by Rick Durkee and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker, United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I'm here with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, last week we talked about the different types of acceptable risk in investments as we age. What are the different types of annuities we should consider, particularly as we age?
Well, annuities would be things that can be used to create a pension income for someone. Okay, and so this may not apply to everyone. Annuities, first of all, should be evaluated as to do they accomplish the goal of the financial plan for income during retirement. And if there is a certain amount of income that you would like to create as a pension check that's guaranteed, then an annuity could be used. There are two different types of annuities that can be used to create that income. One is an immediate income annuity that guarantees a payout, just like a pension check would be for your life or perhaps you and your spouse. Or secondly, you could use a deferred annuity, Rebecca, that allows money to grow for a period of time and then start taking income off of it. You can, in some deferred annuities, though, start taking income or withdrawals off of them right away. So you can use the second type of an annuity, a deferred annuity, to create income. And you have two options of either creating a withdrawal, a systematic withdrawal that can create your income check for you, or you can annuitize, as I gave in your first example, and create a pension check guaranteed for your life or perhaps to continue on for a spouse.
Well, that is great information, Rick. And listeners, you can learn about this and many more topics of interest as we get closer to retirement by listening to Rick right here on 94.3 WSC every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Money Matters, followed by 9:30 with Retire Right. And you can check out Rick and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting their new and improved website, cfpgroup.biz, or call Rick at 735-5065. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, or adverse side effects? I know I've worried a lot with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, All Care Living Services has provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call them at 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and his team at Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus realtor, a seniors real estate specialist with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.